So this is our first podcast. Michael, would you like to introduce yourself? What's your name?
I'm Trickster Hood.
You fucking bitch.
And I'm William. You can call me Art Stu, but William is fine. So yeah, we just want to start a conversation. You know, I've known Michael for a very long month, and I wanted.
It's a very long month. That's about right, though.
This is serious.
Very long month.
And we've been romantically involved for so long.
He literally just took room in our house.
We both have girlfriends, but like, I just. Something clicked between us.
At least,
you know?
At least y'all got girlfriends. Continue the fucking stream.
So the sad nigga is over. We're just gonna start have this conversation, and I wanted to start telling you guys why we really started this podcast. Really, it was just because we like having conversations about things.
One time we sat in Burger King for like 2 hours talking about nerd stuff.
Yeah, it was sad but also fun.
People were like, "Wow, you fucking nerds."
Yeah, it makes sense too, because like that's the name of this podcast, like Pop Combo, Culture Combo, not popcorn.
I like that too. That sounds good.
So I got a couple questions, Michael. How do you want to do it? So, what will happen at the PlayStation Expo this year? What do you think will get announced? What do you think is going to be weak? Strong?
Being a PlayStation man myself, it's going to be strong as hell. It's about a body. Xbox, Wii, PC, he's going to get it. Nah, I'm lying. We're definitely going to hear more about, Last of Us 2. For sure. I already know that we're going to hear Last of Us 2, and it's going to be like the biggest thing ever.
So when it comes out, right, say it comes out next year, it is coming out next year.
Yeah, it is.
What do you think is going to compete with it? Because I already know Cyberpunk, that's big competitor, but do you think the games like Dying Light has like a chance? Because that was widely loved, but do you think it's on the same level of those two? I personally don't think that, but I can see it because it's even grander than the last one. They showed some gameplay and it looks amazing.
Well, I think it might do better sales-wise.
Sales-wise?
Just because, like, it's an exclusive on PlayStation. So, sales-wise, it might do better than Last of Us, but it's probably going to be the most talked about game. Next to Cyberpunk, because...
Cyberpunk.
Oh, I love the idea of Cyberpunk. Like, I didn't know about it until, like, 2 weeks ago. And when, like, you guys said I can play it when at, like, any style I like, it just reminded me of Deus Ex Mankind Divided?
Yeah, Mankind
Divided.
The most slept on game.
It really is. And like, I love that game so much because you can go with stealthy or you can go in and just like, and then just keep walking and just going, you know?
Yeah.
But I actually, once you told me about Cyberpunk, I thought it was sick.
Yeah, Cyberpunk is literally Deus Ex on crack times 1,000,000. Like, no disrespect to Deus Ex.
Oh, yeah, no.
I think it's an amazing game. Like, it's really
fun.
Just got
slept on hard.
It really did. But like, Cyberpunk looks like, because it's the dudes who made The Witcher.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's gonna have a main story.
Game of the year. You gotta remember that.
Legitimate.
Game of the year.
Yeah.
Year with Witcher 3.
And people were like, because like it had a lot of hype. A lot of people were like, it's gonna be great. But other people were like, who heard of Witcher 1 and Witcher 2? You know, like they were good games, but they were just like PC known games.
Yeah.
And then like
slept on games.
3 came out and it just made bank.
Just like Skyrim.
I mean, the other ones have like game of the year. What's it called?
Oblivion.
Yeah, Oblivion
won, but I don't think Morrowind.
I know Morrowind was widely accepted.
It was accepted, but no one knew about it. That was on a console.
Mm.
So I know Oblivion was like that.
So that's the one that you expect like for sure.
Yeah.
I personally think the next PlayStation.
Oh, they're gonna hype that thing up. They better because. I personally feel like it's a little too early, but like then again, it's really not. The PlayStation 4 has been out for so long.
And like, why?
We just bought the PS4 late.
Yeah.
Exactly. And also, why wait until E3 if like it's already come? They already said like it's coming out next year, so why wait?
Exactly.
Like, that's just not good.
Yeah, they're not gonna wait for it. They're gonna
they're gonna advertise it.
That's like why. Crazy. That's why Xbox knew last, like their last generation, well, this generation, like they fucked up big.
Yeah, they need help.
So like they were like, we gotta start telling people about it like early.
They really need
like,
help
with their big grand thing at E3 this year. Yeah, it has this, it has that, it has that. We're not gonna show you what it looks like or any tests on it, but we're gonna tell you that it's great.
Oh, it's amazing, dude!
It's amazing. It's like, you gotta see it. We're not gonna show
wait,
you.
Wait, is there actually an image of how the PS5 looks?
No,
no, not yet. Okay. Which I'm pretty sure we'll come
out. We're gonna show that E3, bro.
People are losers.
Yo, shit. They're like, this is our next generation console. Smoke there, Pillar rises up with the PS5.
And it's just gonna like.
And it's gonna look nothing like it when it comes out.
Yeah, I know.
Here's a banana controller. Did you see that?
Don't bring up that 2005 or 2004 mistake, whatever.
When the PS3 was gonna come out, they released like the controller it was gonna have, and it was like basically like a boomerang. It was so like thin, like a boomerang. Like they were just like, ooh. Everyone was like, huh?
They legit. This is our new remote, and that shit looked bad.
You're gonna be the podcast. Shut up.
You said I could be a
son. Not joking.
I don't know. It's Michael's brother. Mark is on the side.
Fanchers EXE, subscribe to me at youtube.com.
Hey!
Fuck you.
You have the audacity. Okay, besides that, the banana controller was an awful, like, it came out like during one of their first expos for PlayStation 3 to come out, and everyone looked at it and was like, ooh.
But they fixed it.
Personally, for me, I love the DualShock.
Yeah,
I don't
like the Xbox.
Like, I don't like it either.
I think it's too big.
A lot of like the Xbox people like, and you can like what you like. Like, I don't care. But like, it's so big. I don't like it.
Yeah.
There are people who are like getting like these cool like controllers made by like other companies, like third party companies, to like mod out like their PlayStation controller, and it just looks big like the Xbox controller. I'm like, at that point, just get an Xbox.
Yeah, exactly.
Like if you like
my cousin bought the Astro C40s. It's a good controller. I love that you can figure like the way that it feels and the sensitivity of it. But you can switch where the like joystick is, the D-pad it is, and everything. So it's just like he makes it so it's like an Xbox controller. And I'm like, well, I mean, I understand why you do it, but like, just don't.
Okay.
But I am a DualShock 4 controller. Like, I love DualShock.
Next topic.
Mark is no longer. I high key forgot your name.
Yo, really? That's crazy about you.
What the fuck is your name again?
I'm not go ask him. I don't know anybody. Like I don't know anybody that I work with at like work. I know them, but I don't know their names.
Yeah, he really doesn't.
I'm not good with it.
And he like works right next to them.
Yeah, legit.
Talk to them.
Doesn't know their name. I didn't know Cassandra's name. Some person that we work with. I've been working at the place I work at.
You said it wrong again.
For a year. What's her name?
Cassandra.
Lissandra.
Lissandra?
It's Lissandra, not Cassandra.
I don't know her name!
He said it so, like, ready, like, yeah, I know it now.
Sorry, I just want to see how much time we had recording.
How long has it been recording?
11 minutes.
11? Alright, cool.
That's good.
So, other thing, what are you expecting from this new console? Let's say, like, just for PlayStation.
Supposedly they promise ray tracing. That it will be in this system, even though a lot of PCs now don't even have it.
Yeah, it's hard to support that.
Yeah, and like they're promising, yeah, it's gonna be in there, guys. I promise you, it's gonna be in there.
Which I think it's one of two things: either they're gonna have like a cheap, like weird version of
like
it
a
in certain
version
games,
of ray tracing.
Or they're gonna have it in there because they already said they're gonna boost up the prices.
Yeah,
but
$800.
If it's actually like real ray tracing, it's gonna be stupidly expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and people are gonna be like, at that point, why not buy a PC?
Well, that's what a lot of people were saying, like. It's about to be $800, and I'm like, I bought mine for $900.
Yo, did you see the? There's like, the, I just got done my thing. There's this thing that like, I don't know if you watch Unbox Therapy.
No.
He like unboxes like a bunch of just cool things. He people at Origin sent him this one like PC, and basically it's this big machine that it has a PC, and then it has an Xbox One, it has a PS4, and it has a Nintendo Switch, and it has the dock if you open up a flap for the Nintendo Switch.
Oh my god!
And all you have to do is press a button to switch between all of them.
That's it's sick. Like that. Oh my!
It's stupidly expensive. I think it was like $6,000.
Oh, I bet. That sounds insane.
But like, bro, it was like
I want a briefcase of all my consoles.
And you can play all of them at the same time.
That's crazy.
Don't say that to me.
You don't have $6,000.
You're broke. I don't have
$6,000.
I will sell my left nut.
I will sell half of my body.
Wait. That was like an eighth.
Yeah, no, they promised that, so I was like, I want to see that. And, like, the thing is Control. Have you seen, like, the actual gameplay? Like, it's supposed to, that's similar to ray tracing. Like, they talked about it. And if it can look like that for a lot of games, it's amazing. Like, playing Red Dead Online.
That's, yeah, I was really about to say
that. It looks beautiful, as is. And so, like, with ray tracing, it'd be...
Which is crazy, because, like,
hurt.
Red Dead Online is downgraded from normal Red Dead. Just like a little bit. You could tell. But it's still beautiful.
Yeah.
Normal Red Dead, like, I didn't think PlayStation would get pushed any further until, like, Spider-Man, God of War, and Red Dead came out. Yeah. I thought we were like, there's no way our...
Oh, yeah, see, no, I never thought like that, because once I saw Last of Us at the end of PlayStation 3 cycle, I really knew that these... PlayStation... Oh, Sony makes me mad. They can release these consoles, they give us these graphics at the beginning of, like, its lifespan, and then it just upgrades as years go, like, as it goes on, and then at the end, it's like, this is what it can do. Yeah, see that?
I didn't think like
that. Oh, I always know they do it every time.
They're trying to, like, take baby steps, so, like, it's not like they're burning it. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, when I played God of War, my freaking PS4 is an airplane at that point. My PS4 really tried to fly away.
Yeah.
Yo, bro, scary. That's why you can never see me record that game.
It's also like a thing of, yo, I just lost my thought.
Yeah. It was just like a good ass train ride, and just bang, and then you died.
Damn.
What happened? We were talking. What was the last thing? Oh, it sounded like a plane, and we were talking about how good the graphics were, with like the ray tracing and Red Dead looked beautiful.
Oh,
and how you didn't expect it to be that good.
So I think the thing is, like, what threw me off is, like, I think the thing that's... Well, I'm trying to get my train of thought back. I think the thing that, like, the reason why I didn't think they were gonna, like, get that good is because it takes time to get better.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So, like, when the PS5 comes out, like, people now, I think for, like, the past, like, 6 months to a year, devs have gotten, like, the dev kit, like, the test model of the new console or whatever.
Yeah.
So the games that are coming out, they can play them or whatever.
And see how it works on.
But it's, like, they're still, like, getting used to it.
Yeah.
So it's like, when they were making Red Dead, I guarantee the first tests were not looking clean.
No, they probably weren't.
So it's like, it takes time to really get used to, like, this this new...
And then again, the software gets updated all the
exactly.
time.
Exactly. So it's that.
Makes sense.
And also, how long do you think this new, like, generation is going to last? Because I know for Xbox, they said they want it to be a continuous thing or whatever. And I know this is a side note, but, like, everything's kind of doing that. Like, Ubisoft said about, like, 2 years ago that all of their games that they're making now are, except for, like, the single-player ones, are ones that are going to, like, continuously be, like, a set thing, and they're just going to keep adding on to
it. Oh, like a live service game?
Yeah.
They want to do a lot of live service,
like,
games.
Because, like, people like that. A lot of people like it just because, like, it Rainbow Six has done amazing.
Yeah,
work.
I know.
Like, just keeping the game going. And people are like, where's the next Rainbow Six? Like, you don't need it.
Yeah, you don't. Mm-hmm. You really don't. You just need the graphics
every
to be
year.
Up there, that's it.
Every year, it just comes out of left field. Like, and, yo, like, we got two new operators, we're going to add a new mode.
Exactly.
Just recently, I came in and I joined, there was two new operators, and, like, a week later, there was two more. And I'm like,
yo. They just had this one mode that was, like, dope. It was, like a Western mode or whatever.
Yeah, that shit went hard.
Oh, my God.
That's when I played Red Dead.
Final Fantasy XIV.
That shit was real.
Yo, Final Fantasy XIV did the same exact thing. The game's been around for so long, and, like, I remember I was playing it when, like, the Stormblood DLC was kind of, like, starting to dwindle down. Right whenever I heard Shadowbringer, oh, we're on it! And, yo, I couldn't get on for, like, 10 minutes waiting in queue. Because there I was, boom, right into the game.
Yo.
Dumb hard.
Yo, you should have seen it when they dropped one whole class.
Yeah, like, when they put one class in, yo, everyone just lost their shit.
You ever heard of a Bukkake? It was a Bukkake of that one class.
Yeah, a bunch of people running around with canes.
Yeah, literally.
Let's fight.
Literally, it was like, yo, we're going to add this one class called the Blue Mage before we drop this new DLC.
See, that's a...
Bro, I've never seen our server have people run around the overworld until that class dropped. Because I had to go out there and kill something.
That reminds me of this one time, like, I don't know if you guys... You probably didn't. Like, it's free on PlayStation, H1Z1. It started off...
I played it once. I've heard of H1Z1.
I like it more than other, like, Battle Royales, just because, like, it's simpler or whatever, and more bare bones.
I like the survival part of it.
Exactly.
I like the Battle Royale part.
I like that. But the thing that, like, when it first came out, like, a lot of people were playing, it's like, oh, it's coming, but it wasn't, like, a huge number of people. It wasn't, like... the biggest game ever, and I remember I was waiting in a queue for over 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It was...
crazy.
It was terrible. And then, like, when, like, I was getting closer or whatever, it was like, nope. Another 30 minutes.
Hold on. Not even that, bro. Dauntless. When Dauntless first came out, and all those YouTubers started to record Dauntless, Having to do a 30-minute waste to get in was stupid.
That's a perfect YouTuber game.
Yeah.
Like a YouTube like gaming like mm-hmm. type of thing, because it's just like it's free.
Yeah, it's free.
It's like Fortnite, but it's less like, you know, gimmicky and less.
It's a free monster hunter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly why.
It's friendly with for all like types of people, because like the type of art style it is.
Yeah.
They finally added blood to that.
That's why people like. I don't mean blood. But I mean
no,
just,
like there's actually like, when you see your character hit, there's actually blood that comes off.
Yeah.
But they don't put on your character, but like they added blood finally as an animation.
It's like I think that's what separates like Fortnite from one of the many things. It separates Fortnite from
a lot of other games.
PUBG. Because like PUBG, like if say it had the same things in it or whatever, more people would still play Fortnite because
yeah.
the art style is looks dope for us, but for little kids are like, oh, this looks so cool, and then parents are like, oh, my kids is playing a cartoon.
It looks fun.
Exactly,
it looks super fun, and all the skins that you can do with it is so good.
Then I don't like Fortnite anymore. But yeah. Like that Batman looked pretty fucking dope.
Yeah, I know. When I saw Batman and Catwoman, like, I was like, oh,
yo, I saw the trailer, like, I was like,
fun fact, before I was doing a live stream for art, I was playing the Batman of Ever Fortnite. I got so excited, was jumping up with joy, I broke the said chair I was sitting on.
He did break the chair.
When I saw my character grapple gun up and then pull out the cowl and not his normal glider, bro, I went, oh!
You're a fool.
I've never broken anything. Ever.
How many things have you broken?
He's broken so many things. Oh my god, he's the destructive one.
You guys can't see me as a cheating smiling.
Listen, I did.
It wasn't my fault. But it was.
But
it happened. The number's Jurassic.
I've never, because I get mad in games, but I'll either like just hop.
Oh, I almost threw my controller.
Or I'll just like,
yo, like yo, bro, if you lived with me for 2 days, have me play Fortnite nonstop, you're gonna hear me kick my cabinets.
See, I can't even get mad at Fortnite.
No.
I get too bored at Battle Royales.
Yo. So back to like the longevity of like the system itself. I remember I saw like a video about like, oh, the PlayStation 4 should have been done by now. It's like they should be having the console next. It's like the PlayStation 3 only lasted like that long because it was that good, and it was like the average lifespan of gaming. I'm like, how can you have an average lifespan if it hasn't been out for nearly as long as anything else?
And every console is different.
Yeah, so like the older stuff obviously didn't last as long because they were already like, you know how.
It was rapidly evolving.
Yeah. It was crazy. So it's like, how can you judge a system based off of a PlayStation 3 or a PS2 or a PlayStation 1 when the tech is just getting better and the longevity and the tech that we have just can last longer?
I have another question.
Go ahead.
I know it's not a race, and I know it's not a war. It is.
Who do
you think is going to win in the next console generation? Nintendo's out because they'll never win.
I'm not going to lie,
you
bro.
Be hating on Nintendo.
They're never,
so
it's
hard.
It's like, even if I wasn't a Nintendo hater, they're never going to win.
They do good.
I know. I'm not hating. Right, I'm just saying right, they're
I'm
never going to win the console.
I'm not going to hate you for it because I understand like,
I'm why. You might as well get a chair right there.
I understand
there.
Why you wouldn't say Nintendo. But I'm not going to lie. Nintendo does well because of the nostalgic factor.
That's what I'm saying. Like if you,
that's
if,
the only
if
thing. You
take
that away,
like,
it's not that good.
Because there's people who like grew up on Nintendo and then they give their kids it or whatever. And like whenever like a new Smash comes up, they get opening up the mouth.
Think about this for like 5 seconds, bro. Dragon Quest was not even a Nintendo exclusive game. Price went up one right after they put freaking the hero in it.
Yeah, once they put Hero in
Super
Smash
Bros. Is the revival game of anything they want. Like, yo, they throw something in. Yo, I didn't know who Pit was. I didn't know who that little angel
that's
was.
Why there was this,
Pit was an old-ass character, old-ass game, and then they revived him and then put a 3DS game
That makes sense, because there's just some, like, gaming news about, like, what's called the people from Blizzard that I'd make, what's that new game that everybody likes? Fucking with the shooting and the cartoony-looking shit. Overwatch. Overwatch, like, the devs just said to them, like, yo, it's a Smash, you get the guys to take any one of our characters.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. They were like,
no,
yeah, you can take anybody.
They understand.
Yeah, they know business.
Bro, when I heard Cloud was announced, I'm not gonna lie, I was gay. I went gay for a few moments. Yo, I saw Cloud, went, oh my god, Cloud!
And that's it, pause in the dark.
But, like, you gotta think about, like, dude, like, Smash is the ultimate crossover.
Yo,
any company can get in there.
You want to switch chairs?
I'm probably like dressed.
Bro, you're just talking.
But
we can switch chairs.
I think it's. I don't know. I even if I wasn't a Nintendo hater, I know for a fact they're not.
Oh yeah, no, they're not gonna win, but
because they are.
But they will bring in money for.
They will bring it. They will get crap out of money.
They'll kill it. Because
they're not
time.
Bad games.
They're not.
I hate them for a different reason. I'm not gonna get. I'm not. Gonna, I'm yo, different. If you guys want to see a podcast where I rant about why I hate Nintendo, yo, why please. I think they should shut down Mario,
just laugh it for like 45
Mario
minutes.
Should die. Anyway, so
no, I agree.
So let's see the trend so far: PlayStation destroyed Xbox. PlayStation 2 destroyed Xbox. Because if you had an Xbox, why did you have one when there was a PlayStation 2? Just being honest. And like, I just said Halo, but like PlayStation 2 had like the biggest gaming library, and all those nostalgic exclusives were on PlayStation 2. Then a PS3 came.
Yeah, Xbox 360.
And Xbox 360 destroyed.
Ass. Like, they're. I love their fucking layout.
I was
that shit was gone.
I was to that child who was like, but we have free online.
That's
everything.
What every kid was saying. We have free online. Shut the hell up. Shut the hell up.
Bro, we didn't even have a party chat system. We couldn't even talk, bro. We didn't even have a party chat system. Holy shit.
But that's the thing. That's also what happened when PlayStation 4 came out. Because I remember watching a lot of reviews on it. And they're like, to be honest, PlayStation 4 wins just because they finally added party chat.
Yeah, you have to have gold on PlayStation.
Yes,
on Xbox.
Yeah, to even use a party chat.
And I'm like, what the?
Like, why?
I have to pay to talk to my friends.
Exactly.
Like,
and
I already,
PlayStation, you can talk to your friends without the membership,
exactly.
And you can play
certain
pretty
games.
Good games.
Yeah.
Without it too.
Fun fact: you actually can't play Fortnite unless you actually have Xbox Gold.
Yeah, we're gonna make that a segment for you. Fun fact.
fun fact segment.
Starring. Mark.
Mark.
Starring Mark on the side. And we'll have like a second camera set up for you. So you just be like, fun fact. And then go in. Yeah,
like
he really forget your
asshole.
Name. He really forgetting your
how
name.
What time
24 minutes, bro.
Dang, that's been passing by fast.
Let's go by fast. But who I think will win, since I'm a PlayStation guy, PlayStation.
But
also with like even thinking about what Xbox is trying to bring,
yeah.
They want to do streaming games.
Definitely.
And that. Personally,
streaming,
I don't stream games.
Streaming is strong though.
And streaming is if they do it well.
No, not streaming as in like video streaming, like streaming a video game.
Yeah.
Like streaming a game to you, like I think their Game
Stadia
Pass does. Stadia, PlayStation Now, like that.
Oh, like
PlayStation Now is garbage.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I mean, it got better because you can like now download the games for a PS1 and PS2 or whatever.
Yeah.
And, PS4 or whatever, you can download all of those. You just have to go online at least once a week.
Yeah.
So that's dope. But the ones everybody wanted was PS3.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to play Oblivion.
Oh, yeah.
And,
I
like, not have to, like, have it lag because my Wi-Fi is butt.
Yeah, I was playing Batman Origins because I never played the Arkham Origins series, like, story.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't play it because it was just... I pressed X.
Yeah, it's... it's laggy. It's not buttery at all.
It's not. So, like,
but
they want to do that.
I think, because Xbox is such, like, the way I see it and the way their layout is, they could do, like, the streaming thing, that one could get better, or whatever,
yeah.
If, like, America's Wi-Fi gets better. But the streaming thing, they turn their whole Xbox into, like, a streaming thing where you can directly, because you already stream from consoles, but if they make it more, like, mainstream and more, like, and make it more, like, streaming friendly, they could really have something special. And it would change what consoles will be.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, consoles, like
shit the bed.
Hardware-wise or whatever, like, software-wise, they're different. But hardware-wise, they're practically the exact
same
thing.
Identical.
It's just, like, what made PlayStation win specifically were small things, but their biggest thing was advertising.
Yeah.
In the exclusives.
Oh, yeah. The Xbox exclusives
became
were...
nasty.
The thing about the Xbox exclusives, they're not strong.
No.
They have a Holy Trinity, but, like, how long can the Holy Trinity, like,
hold
push
up?
You?
Yeah,
yeah,
and,
like,
PlayStation knows when to, like, end things. Like, Nathan Drake was one of their, like,
biggest.
Uncharted.
Oh,
ones,
I love Uncharted.
And they were like, we're gonna end it. Like,
they
things
ended
need
it
to end. And they start something new. Horizon, I think, if it has, like, a hard-ass strong another sequel, because the first one was amazing. I think that would be one of, like, the staples.
Yeah, exactly. And then even with the God of War series being revitalized.
I'm sorry, but I better not see Knack ever fucking again.
Yo, Knack 3, baby!
Better not see Knack ever fucking
Knack
again.
Knack and Killzone, thank God.
I love Killzone.
Horizon.
They did.
That's why everybody was like, it looks amazing, but I don't know. They made Killzone, how are they going to go from that?
Killzone wasn't bad, though.
It wasn't, but it was like open world, third person, like...
Yeah, when a developer does something different, you get a little scary.
But Horizon was...
It's like me making a side scroller to make fucking Red Dead.
You gotta give it to PlayStation, bro. They literally said, yo, let's put God of War in a little box until we really think we need to throw him out here.
Yeah.
And when they threw him out, he took Game of the Year.
He took Game of the Year.
Yeah, and he hit it hard.
Yeah. Yo, and we had two. That's how you know we won. Because we had two, like, at all the three, because like, we had three, like, people competing for Game of the Year. And two of them were exclusives.
Yeah, exactly.
We, big ball. And one of them favored us. Like, the other one,
Red Dead.
Red Dead favored us. Because we got, like, a certain, like, DLC before them or whatever. Yeah. And then we even got, like, something just came out now with an update. I forgot what it was. It was like a
didn't they give you like the horses and like the
they got a bunch of stuff. So they favored us more, and it's like if we continue with that shit, like I think we're on a good roll. But we need something else too.
Yeah. Listen, we're not here to just completely just destroy you.
No, I'm not gonna give you. I'm not gonna give Xbox. Sure, yo,
kill you.
Yeah, no, they have good games.
But yeah, no,
I don't get shot on Nintendo like you would though. But like you know, I give respect.
Fuck Nintendo.
I'm just the reason why I like
Prime Nintendo. I'm not even gonna continue because I know this.
He's just gonna get mad.
I can't.
But look, we're not coming at Xbox. It's just Microsoft. Y'all really need to work on your exclusives. You really need to sell us that your system can hold up to a place. Because right now, Crackdown 3 looking nice.
I see this like a story, like a side of two wars right now, which is really exciting to me because their game plan right now is completely different.
Yeah.
Xbox just bought a bunch of, like, last year bought a bunch of different studios.
Yeah.
So they're going to have a bunch of games just clusterfucked at you. And a lot of them could be good, a lot of them could be bad.
Yeah.
You don't know. And then PlayStation is doubling down on, like, having massive games, but fewer of them.
Mm-hmm.
So
quality in
the
quantity.
Exactly. And in the next generation, which one will win?
Yeah, exactly.
Because, like, a lot of people
developing it.
Exactly. Because a lot of people love amazing big games. But also, you can even see it with YouTube, people value quantity over quality nowadays. Because like it comes out faster, you're just like, oh, I could play it. And that's why like people who finish games is going down so low. Sorry, the footage cut out.
We got too into the conversation,
and
man.
And the person next to the camera didn't tell us.
First
I'm not naming names.
First, Mark!
I'm vertically challenged height-wise, so...
But, yo, if you're vertically challenged, all you gotta do is stand up.
So, basically, we said we all agreed Nintendo's garbage and PlayStation is probably gonna take this down for the next one. Anyway, so, next question.
Yeah, we didn't even say that PlayStation was gonna bomb, like, destroy Xbox. This is, we hope Xbox... They can try, and the thing about streaming video games is gonna be really... Yes. Like, you either mess up or you're going to succeed.
And yeah, basically, like, when we said, like, in a summary, it was, like, PlayStation and Xbox are coming down to, like, two different things. Because PlayStation has a bunch of different studios that they have. So they're going to come out with quantity. PlayStation is coming out with a fewer studios, but big, amazing games. Hopefully amazing games. Quality. And they probably both have quality, but one is specifically focused on.
Yeah.
So we just need to see which one is really going to catch. Seeing the popularity now, how YouTube is favoring quantity over quality, you know, maybe the world sees things like that too, so we don't know.
Hopefully not.
Because
I like my game, because like, Spider-Man, beautiful story, amazing story, looks clean, it was the best. Oh, the swing around of Spider-Man, it just felt surreal.
The story was fantastic.
Yeah.
It took no breaks into some amazing me.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my god. And the DLC felt like watching like a cartoon on a Saturday.
It's basically like movies that come out now. It's like those really like you know, movie theater movies that just keep coming out, and then you have like those ones that win Grammys.
Yeah.
And it's like I never even heard of that. But it's different because PlayStation is like everybody knows.
Yeah. But next question. This one, I think a lot of people agree. Some people don't. But why are most anime games butt?
All right, I'm ready to start this one.
Yo, stay over there right now.
A censor. If you don't want to hear
Bandai,
if you don't want to hear a weeaboo go off, Frank, Mark.
Why Frank?
Mark, if you don't want to hear a weeaboo go off, then like keep watching.
Bandai, listen, not joking.
Who are these fools?
Honestly, I think it's because they've focused their attention more on the mainstream like animes, like Naruto, Dragon Ball Z.
But they still like
bet.
They still fuck up on them though.
Yo, let's bet. Just gonna say it right now. Just because Demon Slayer had that whole rise up on episode 19, their Bandai is gonna be like, hey.
They're gonna get
a game off of that.
They will get
and they're gonna make it a fighting game for some reason.
I think
Arena Fighter.
just like My Hero Academia. The animation's gun not look clean. I'm sorry, Bakugo's ultimate in My Hero Academia is the main reason I'm even saying this. Because in the show, when he did that little tornado spin move, that looked intense. In the game, it looked so stupid. Like,
I
like the game. Yeah. Like, I understand, like, people are like, yo, that game was shit. But if you took the time to play it and enjoyed it for what it was, that game's actually kind of fun.
Exactly.
And I'm not going to say that. I'm totally not saying that because Endeavor totally swept Michael's ass.
I think Bandai knows that, like, I think they know that they sell. I think most of these games are cash grabs.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, like, somehow they find gold. And they, I don't think they purposely do it, though. I think, like, the teams are, like, making a good game, and somehow they're like, oh, we made money, and the game was good? Win-win for me!
Because they definitely probably rely a lot on the name.
Yeah.
Like, if it's Dragon Ball Z,
Dragon Ball Z has buying too many games.
Yeah, and Naruto, they haven't made a good one. Oh, they stopped with Boruto.
Naruto to Boruto is garbage.
I never played it.
All you had to do was follow the roadmap in the fucking the blueprint of Xenoverse 2. That's all you had to do. That's at least what I thought it was going to be. And then when I saw it, it was like they took things.
Xenoverse 2 is kind of different because they, you know, they messed with time. That's the only reason why
they messed with time.
No, that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about the actual formula, like, make your character, fighting game.
Exactly.
Like, keep it, not, ooh.
And you can still continue with something or have, like, some, like, thing that they can say it's not canon. Or continue with, like, the story of, like, how Boruto went or whatever, but just somehow fit it in where, like, your character is, like, just an unknown name person or whatever, and just go and do things and play with other people, go against people,
You know what would be really cool for, like, a Naruto perspective of a game? Like, depending on your race, you have a different backstory. Like, you're a survivor, like, Itachi's, like, massacration of the whole, like, Uchiha. Couldn't say a word correctly,
They have a thing in the game where literally you can choose what, like, village you're from, and it means absolutely nothing.
Yeah,
they
doesn't mean anything.
They have a title system where, I swear, like, they got, like, over 100 titles, and they do nothing. They mean nothing.
Yeah, and the thing is, the you can do something more. I don't know if a lot of people played it. I don't even know how it was received, to be honest. But Attack on Titans 2's story was actually pretty good. You're a random character who's part of the squad that, like, got raised up with Eren, Armin, all of them. You're part of that squad, and you fight with them. And, like, you still have a big part in the story. It's just, they did it perfectly, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, they made it so that you're there. Certain things happen, and that happened in the story anyways, but they put your character in there, and it's like, yeah, you did that, and like, yeah, I helped.
You know who's a master of, like, games like that? Bethesda.
Yeah.
Because everything, you say, like, in Skyrim, everything you do in Skyrim, like, the main story, like, that happened. Like, that actually happens in canon. But what you do with the Dark Brotherhood, what you do with the Thieves Guild, none of that is canon.
Yeah,
what you did, because it's all by choice. So none of that's canon. You may hear, like, another game, like, this may or may not have happened, but it's a may or may not. You don't know. It's a possibility.
Yeah.
So they are really experts at, like, keeping it lore friendly but still keeping it really fun.
It's just
I think at the end of Attack on Titans 2 was beautiful, though.
How'd they do it?
There's a secret mission that pops up, and, like, they go, like, a little ahead in the arcs where, like, Reiner, Berthold, which is basically gonna be season three part two was. But instead, they kind of put a little twist that they're getting Annie instead of trying to get, like, Eren.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, at one point, like, while everyone's trying to escape, like, the Titans are catching up, so your character decides to fight them off by yourself. And the reason why it gave me chills, because after the cutscene ends, it goes back to the main screen, and the main screen is, like, your character's sword and, the wings
in
of
the
Guitar, like, ripped up, just blowing in the wind.
Yeah, well, to, like, elaborate more on it, the reason why you're running away from the Titans because you have Annie, like, you stole Annie back on a carriage, and the crystal's heavy. So, like, and your carriage is being slowed down because of it, and they're like, yo, we need to get rid of some weight, They're like, we threw everything off. It's like, I don't think we can throw off as humans now, or we're gonna throw off Annie and fail. And your character's like, doesn't talk. She just gets up from a first person perspective. Yeah, so you fly off into this, like, massive horde of Titans and fight to your. We don't even know if you die either.
You just see, like, a hand go over and then the screen blackens. But, like,
yeah.
You never know if, like, you die, but, like, everyone else escapes. And in that time period, you have a journal.
And this is in the game, right?
Yeah,
yes,
in the story.
It's in the game story, like, that. Like, your character, like, you had this journal, so that you write, and, like, literally at the end, like, they start talking about your character, like, what happened to them? Are we going to forget about them? And, like, Eren's finally, like, reading the journal you had throughout the entire game.
Because you're keeping notes on everything. Like, you know, basically, it's like the mastermind's book of knowledge, because you learn about every Titan, how they work,
every
how
character,
you should fight against Eren.
Kind of like what Deku did.
Yeah, yeah. But that's your character, basically.
That's you're basically like Deku, and I loved it.
But yeah, games need to.
Anime games, and specifically, need to pay attention to what made the anime so great and make it.
I feel like Bandai needs to let go of a lot of titles. Then.
Yeah, they do.
Like, they have the money to make these games, and they do like show it, but it's like they don't show the heart. And
it's like, dude, you're spreading your people very thin, very across thin. A lot of games. Like, oh, make a shield hero game, okay. Please.
No, please. No, it's
yes, no, I want a wagon.
No, stop.
I want a wagon.
They're gonna do it just right. Look, time. I'm gonna tell you exactly how this shield hero is about to happen. It's gonna end up being like an SAO game.
Yeah.
The gameplay is semi fun, but it's all dialogue. They're not gonna like give you animations for you to follow.
It's gonna be dub.
By the way, y'all need to fix your damn animations for dub.
Yo, they can hear you. You're right next to the mic.
I don't give a damn. I'm showing my frustration.
Just so we don't go too like weeaboo-ish.
They just can't.
This one is still in the anime realm, but why do you think PlayStation gets all the good? Arguably get all the good anime games.
I think it's because Sony's a Japanese company. That's mainly because it's in Japan, and like that's, you know, Sony. Sony's Japanese, so they're gonna want to appeal to their domestic, like local people.
That makes sense.
They so want to get all of them. They want to please their roots.
Yeah.
So I think it's mostly for money.
Yeah, that
like,
too.
Because you can easily just ship it or whatever. Like, yes. Yeah. You can do everything like that. America's
a big consumer.
I think it's just because they saw how PlayStation was doing it, and they were like, oh yeah, like they're gonna probably make us the most profit.
Yeah.
Because if it went, honestly, if it went to Xbox, that like there's a huge potential that it would do well, and people are like, oh, I'm gonna hop on Xbox, or there's a potential of people just not even noticing certain games.
Yeah, which happens even on PlayStation now. Like, there's a lot of like JRPGs and stuff, JRPG games that come out, no one even knows.
Yeah.
Because there's just so many.
It's
but like we still shine with that because a lot of people are like, I got a PlayStation, I get to play Persona 5, or like they play all these other JRPGs. Like, Mega Dimension, Neptunia, yo, they got so many.
I'm not gonna front. That game's kind of fun. I'm also not gonna front. Senran Kagura's kind of fun. If it wasn't so sexualized, I wouldn't be ashamed to ever mention it. Also, I had a question. Like, after Last of Us 2, what do you think of their like next like big game that they would hype?
God of War 2.
Naughty Dog? Or some
places in general?
Yeah. I think Ghost of Tsushima looks pretty dope.
Yeah.
It came out, people were so amazed, and now because they haven't shown anything in like a year, everybody's like,
whatever.
Yeah, like,
it just got canceled, like, they quit.
No, I didn't get canceled, they're just
it's the idea of, like, it just fades off into your mind.
And I love that team, because they're the team that made all the Infamous games.
Ooh. Yo, what happened to Infamous?
Infamous Second Son?
So, this started this I like Second Son, but there's the question, like, of Infamous 2, because Infamous 2 is that whole dramatic, like, either you kill every conduit to save everyone from the quote-unquote beast, or you choose the evil route and become the beast. Which is the thing, like, if you did choose the good route, because it doesn't actually choose a good or bad route in the beginning, and stuff like, how does that, like, matter? Because, like, there's all conduits, they're all back again.
I hate something like that, that new age person of, like, everything should be an online game, but they could do a dope version if you make your own, like, character.
Oh, super like, online game.
Like, that would be...
Hey, if they did it with Second Son, they really can't, because literally the end of Second Son, like, there's a bunch of conduits in a prison cell. Prison. Like, a set prison for conduits. You could be a prisoner of that group.
So
that would be smooth as hell.
And just like open up the map even greater. And the game was beautiful, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
I was like, when I first saw that, I was like, this one.
I loved the different powers and how very different they were.
He's literally the Avatar.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah, you know, well, his powers got your shit.
Can you stop? Yeah.
He also had like a weaker version of it too. Cause like when
you fought the fire, she's gone.
I love playing the game. I was like, I have super speed.
When I got her powers, I was gone.
But he's saying like in her own special game, she had way more power
with it. Like, so he's like the Avatar or whatever, but it's like,
but it's very weakened version.
But it's also like hard to fight him too. Cause like he can switch.
He's very versatile.
Yeah, so I love that. I love that shit. Also, so I have one last question before we end this podcast, right? Do you ever think, ask yourselves too, do you ever think that an anime game would ever have the potential of winning Game of the Year or even be considered?
All right, look, being a fellow weeaboo of the weeaboo community.
The weeaboo clan.
The Weeaboo Clan.
if banana phone.
If they did like take the time to like make a decent anime game, like first of all, this is why I like Code Vein.
Oh yeah,
it's an anime game, but like they literally, it wasn't like, oh, it's an anime. We took it from an anime. They said, yo, the anime graphics are kind of smooth and it looks nice, and you can make a cool game out of it. But they said, yo, let's make this concept all on our own and take it.
And they could make an anime off of that,
yeah,
which is dope.
Yeah, like
the thing is, I like the, I love, you can ask anybody, I love the anime art styles of games, like when it looks like Code Vein or if it looks like Kurt's Pell or Blue Protocol, which was announced, which I hope that is exactly what it is.
Yes, please.
They need to bring it here and I want to play it. And if it's exactly what it looks like, I'm probably going to be on that game for the rest of my life. Yo, probably not. But still.
Whenever you play Ni No Kuni 2 Revenant Kingdom, bro, look at Heaven's Cape, bro.
Oh, yeah, Ni No Kuni 2, that's an
anime. Yeah, even like if you look at his cape, it looks so smooth when it moves around.
And I personally think it can, but in the next 5 years. Because if you look at anime from where it was 5 years ago, it's getting. Netflix is making their own anime. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like bonkers.
Anime has grown. It is, will take time.
And every like, and you can even tell because like off rip, the only like animes that black dudes were like watching before was like
Dragon Ball Z and Naruto. Because the hands.
And Naruto, because all they care about were hands and Boondocks. But now every like, I know so many like hood black people, hoodlums that
Mark
that. that literally watch so many anime, they'd be telling me, yo, this the power thing, oh, she was so cute. I'm like, dog, what? You watch anime?
Yeah, man, you got 100%, man!
Goku!
So it's like, it's yo, so no one
thinks
I'm racist. If you're watching, if you're listening to this, I am of the black kind.
Yeah, he's of the black kind, and I'm the tan kind.
He's Hispanic. So, I think it's possible in the next 5 years, and that would just be amazing to see how far we've really come.
And, like, I just want to see how it would compete.
Yeah.
It's like, say it an SAO game, that's exactly what SAO is, and how it would compete against a story-driven game.
Please!
Because it's like, now it would be, because the thing is about anime games, like, yeah, the story's always good, but, like, the way, like, a God of War, like, Spider-Man game delivers with the graphics and the facial expressions itself, because that's the one thing that you can't really get out of those anime games is facial expressions.
That they're really gonna
have to struggles. Play. Yeah, but like when it has to, like, you're taking a game with like God of War and you're putting against like real SAO, not those other games.
They're still pretty fun.
They're so good. I swear.
It has potential. If I wasn't Kirito, I probably would have been more invested into the game.
Yeah. So like if you put that, I want to see how it competes. Mm-hmm. Story and like realistic graphics compared to like amazing gameplay with systems that are just ridiculously great, and like how that would compete, like gameplay versus story, so, and if that actually would be a battle,
that would be so
for them.
I think in 5 years if they get all those things, so we have a good chance. 5-10 years, solid. But yeah, that's pretty much it for the podcast. Where can they find you, Mark?
PhantomZXE.
Say it with your chest, boy. Say it with your chest.
Say it with your chest. Breathe on the mic.
But where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter and on YouTube. This is just PhantomZXE. Well, on YouTube it's a space, and then on Instagram and Twitter there's no space.
Alright, and
for me, you can find me on YouTube as well, Trickster Hood. No space in between the hood. Just the Trickster and the hood. Just boom, right there, spaces. And you find me on YouTube. I stream a lot.
I've been streaming daily, actually. I've been having a lot of fun.
That's dope.
Where can they find you, Willem?
In the streets of Portland. Nah,
the streets of Portland!
You can find me on YouTube, ArtStu. I do sketches, skits. Find me on Instagram at ArtStu as well, if you like photography and stuff like that. So this has been the first episode of Pop Combo. Hope you guys really enjoyed. And this is going to be a weekly thing, so stay tuned.